Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of AMAD Podcast. Is there a phone ringing?
No.
Nope.
I hear a phone ringing.
That's just your ears from when you fell on your longboard today.
Yeah. Thanks, Cam, for bringing that up.
Bam.
You weren't even
falls
there.
On a longboard. We're kidding.
You did. You fell 10 minutes before I fell.
Exactly.
There were two like old ladies walking by, and they thought he broke his arm. They're like, your friend fell. I think he broke his arm. I was like, probably not, but okay. But yeah, this episode we have our other Cam here, who's gonna be here for all the podcasts as well.
That's me.
Yeah, that's him. We got the cams. The cams.
The two cams.
One cam with a C and one cam with a K.
With a Q.
Hey, whoa, you know what I just realized?
It's actually Cam with a Q.
You know what I just realized? Cam's, like, C Cam's name, his last name starts with a C as well, and Cam K, last name starts with a K as well.
No way, it's CC and KK.
KK, let's just call Cam KK. That's how we're going to name everybody from now on.
Hey, Pooh.
What did you just say?
Hey, Pooh.
What?
What? Sorry,
excuse
one more time.
Excuse me.
K-poo and C-poo.
Just right away back with the poop shit.
Oh, poop God.
Shit. The poop shit.
Immediately.
That's what the podcast is about. It's about poop.
I know. I actually got a topic that has a bunch of poop stuff in it.
Oh, no.
Because I looked up, if we want to get started like right away, I looked up dirty and gross would you rathers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start with the first one just to relate to poop.
It's good that we're doing this because Lucas Chittick Rodriguez just answered my topic ideas question and said I'd say more poop if possible.
Well, perfect. You're welcome, Luke.
It's great. Thank you for your suggestion, Lucas, and we listen to everyone on the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, wait, Matt. Shh. What? What?
Just keep going. I'll get this ready.
Okay. I was going to say, we're on YouTube, we're on iTunes, and we're on Podomatic, so follow us everywhere. That's all I was going to say. And then, should I get to the Would You Rather, or Matt, do you have something?
I got the poopy list.
What's that?
What's the poopy list?
You want me to just go? It's all these different types of poopies.
Oh, no.
I know this list.
Yeah.
I know
isn't there like 100?
I
took a quiz about that.
Yeah, on whatever the website's called.
Funny Junk.
No, not that one, but...
Anyway, I have it here if you want me to recite the poopy list.
How many poopy list points are there?
Like 13.
Okay.
Okay. The ghost poopy.
Did it say poopy at the end, or are you just saying poopy?
No, it says the ghost poopy. It's the poopy list.
God.
It's like the Ten Commandments of poop.
But there's 13 of them.
The 13 Commandments of poop.
Oh, all right, God.
So this is the ghost poopy. The kind where you feel the poopy come out, but there is no poopy in the toilet.
What?
That's not where I thought I was going to go.
That's on, exactly what I knew it was.
Do you want to know what the clean poopy is? Sure. I'll say one more, then I'll sporadically throughout the podcast just give you a random poopy fact.
All right, that's good. One more,
so
though.
The clean poopy. The kind where you poopy it out, see it in the toilet, but there's nothing on the toilet paper.
That's what I thought the ghost poopy was going to be.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah, you don't have to do any work. You just poop.
You don't have to work after. You just kind of go.
My God.
Poop and go.
That's like the drive-thru of poops.
Those are the ideal poops in residence, because we only have one ply, and it's horrible.
Oh.
Just like it breaks apart as you're wiping. All right. More poop. Let's go. Okay. So, the first would you rather question. Would you rather poop out 400,000 gallons of mayo?
Oh, God.
Or one shuriken, so like one ninja star type thing.
Ooh, mayo.
mayo. Actually, you know what? That is a lot of mayo.
But like, but it doesn't say like, can you like portion the mayo throughout your entire life? Like, all I poop out is mayo.
Yeah, just poop a little bit of mayo each day, and then
yeah, you'll
then it won't be that bad.
Eventually, get there, and you could put it in a jar and store it.
Yeah, you could have richest, mayo on your sandwiches.
You could be the richest pooper. The richest pooper of all time.
You could start a company.
Just yeah, mayo poops.
The Mayo Poop Incorporated Company.
You just call it, all you call it is Mr. Mayo.
Wouldn't even need a factory. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Just your bathroom
is your factory.
So you just set up one conveyor belt with jars that just goes through.
You're just sitting there shitting in jars. Like Matt shitting a peanut butter jar.
What?
Did that for the
show. That was on the last podcast.
Experience, practice. I just need mayo coming out my ass.
Oh, man. All right. So we're all, are the consensus is on mayo?
I think mayo, for sure.
Yeah, because a shuriken would, like, tear apart it. Like,
that'd mess you up.
That'd mess you up real good.
You'd have to go to the hospital, and then you'd have to explain to the guy why you were pooping out a shuriken, how the shuriken got in there. It would be a bad time.
That wouldn't. I think that would be really bad eating a shuriken too. Like, how would it get in?
Wait, does that mean we have to eat 4,000 gallons of mayo?
I don't know. I hope not.
No, just turns into mayo.
I don't know. They only
like,
said
a conversion process in your digestive tract that turns it into mayo instead of shit.
Okay, good. Okay, the next one is also on the subject of poop. It's, would you rather eat chocolate pudding that tastes like shit or shit that tastes like chocolate pudding? There's just a dead silence.
That tastes like chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
No,
you'd rather eat shit?
Nah, I'm going with the chocolate pudding that tastes like shit.
That's what I'm going with, too.
I don't know.
Shitty pudding.
Is it like, then I know it, at least I didn't eat poop. Like, yeah. I just ate like a bad pudding.
Yeah, but like poop, all it is you just add chocolate pudding. So like,
all poop really is chocolate pudding.
Well, in that case.
No, it's like legit shit that just tastes like pudding. There's no pudding in it. It's just.
I don't know. Can I change my answer? I like the first one. Like chocolate pudding in the shape of shit, maybe.
No, okay, I'm gonna go with the same one as you guys.
Yeah, ooh. I'm changing my answer.
Okay, let me see.
So, I just got a new topic, a new comment on the topic.
Yeah?
This topic comes from Miss Alexandra Bowen.
Ah, she said me?
She did, yeah. So, let's talk about Alex for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Or... What did you say, Matt?
Oh, I thought we were actually going to talk about her. I was going to say something.
All right, go.
I don't have any Alex poop stories, so this is pointless, I guess. So that's it.
What?
Okay. Two cents, Alex.
That was a good story.
That was our talk about Alex Bowen.
That we could recite to our audience of poopers, then we could tell. But we'll just mention her name.
Oh, man.
And say she's poopless right now. As we're speechless.
Okay, here's another would you rather. Because I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Matt.
Thanks for the help, guys.
Okay, so this one's gross. Would you rather drink a cup of your mom's period blood?
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry!
No.
Next, just don't even go there?
No, that's it.
Okay, wait, this is a good one. This is still poop. Okay, would you rather pee every time you stand up or shit every time you sit down?
I'd rather pee every time I stand up. Like, is it just like one regular pee and then you're done, or like just nonstop while you're standing?
Probably nonstop.
I don't think it would be non-like.
Well, every time you sit and every time you stand, right? That's what it said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would say just like as you stand up, you piss, and then when you sit down, you shit.
Yeah, okay.
Is Cam back?
Sorry, I just dropped out of the call for a second.
Yeah. So, did you hear the would you rather question?
No, I missed it.
Okay.
I got the period blood part.
No, we skipped over that.
Oh, we skipped that one. Okay.
Yeah, that was too gross. Would you rather pee every time you stand up or poop every time you sit down?
Oh.
So, I don't know if it's like a... What the fuck are you doing, Matt?
I would do the poop every time you sit down.
Cause no, because then...
You just stand.
Then you gotta...
But are you pooping constantly while you sit down?
Either way, they suck. So, like... I go with the poo.
I'm going with the poo one, too. Because, like, you can just walk around, like... Like, you do a lot of walk in the day, and if you have to pee every time you, like, stand up...
Yeah, but is it just, like, when you initially stand up? Like, if I initially stand up and take a piss, and then I'm good for the day, like, I wouldn't be able to...
I'm only going to pee my pants once in the morning.
Not if you, like, you make sure...
Until I go to bed.
Not if you make sure, like, you're naked.
That's what you could do. You could just anticipate that pee and just pee and, like...
See, here's my...
Like, I don't think that's what it means.
Here's my reasoning for going with pee.
It has to suck either way.
See... If you gotta take a dump every time you sit down,
you're gonna shit, like, over so much shit. Like,
yeah,
you're gonna shit on your couch. You're gonna shit on your bed. You're gonna shit on the floor.
Here's the worst part. That's a lot of wiping.
That's
true. You see what I'm saying? So what you do is you get a nice tube system set up so that when you stand up, it just, like, and you, like, strap it to your leg, so it just goes down the tube and just, like, then you don't have to worry about, like, peeing your pants. It's just got a tube that just goes, like.
That's good,
out to the floor.
Like what you get at the hospital and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, like... All right, I'm changing my answer now.
There you go.
To poop?
I'm going to pee every time I stand up.
I got to shit every time I sit down. Because it didn't say how much you got to shit.
Yeah, but it didn't say how much you had to pee either.
Yeah, but the pee, like, it makes a mark, and, like, you can sit down and cover up your poop.
You're shitting your pants!
You're going to smell so bad.
You're gonna be sitting in your shit for, like, hours.
It's gonna smell horrible.
Weighing these things, a little bit of poo probably weighs more than. So,
where are you going with this?
I'm saying it's not that bad.
I'm sticking with the pee.
Yeah.
You gotta poo when you sit down. It's probably, like, you get used to it. You, like, you want the warm feeling.
No.
Because, like, you're it's living with stay, it, so you gotta get used to
feeling.
It's not gonna stay warm forever, though.
Well, then you just stand up and sit back down and poo again.
eventually, like, your boxers are gonna be filled with so much poop.
Oh, well, you just poo, like, forever.
Wait, can you poo diapers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that changes everything.
Yeah, but you're still gonna be, like, sitting in it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but you're wearing a diaper, so...
With urinating, you just make sure your ding-dong is out of your pants, and you stand up, you just urinate wherever you want to go, and then you're good for the day.
But what if you're at, like, a lecture, and lecture finishes, and you stand up, and now you're just being...
Well, what if you sit down in lecture hall, and you shit your pants?
And then everyone has to sit there.
You can just say, hey, I'm wearing a diaper, and then they're like, oh, I understand. He's got that condition where you have to sit and poo. So they'll know.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I'm, like, crying.
Do you want me to give you another...
yeah, give us another poop fact.
Poopy list?
Well, I find a good would you rather.
All right. Well, this one's... just the name sounds hilarious. It's called the wet poopy.
Poopy.
The kind where you wipe your butt 50 times and it still feels unwiped. So you have to put some toilet paper between your butt and underwear so you don't ruin... them with a stain.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good. Oh, the corn poopy. Self-explanatory. That's all it says. You should know what it is, I guess. I don't know. What's corn? I don't even know. The Mexican poopy. It smells so bad your nose burns.
Guys. I just found the worst would you rather question. You ready? Would you rather lick a hobo's foot... Or lick a girl's boob.
Lick a girl's boob.
Hobo's foot.
Yo, what kind of question is that?
Definitely the foot. Hands down.
Should we get off the topic of poop, or should we stay on it
yes,
for a little
no,
while?
Yes, no, I think we should move on for a bit. We could always
just
come back.
One more poopy list.
Okay.
The surprise poopy. You're not even at the toilet because you're sure that it's going to be a fart, but oops, it's a poopy.
All right. Oh man. Do you guys want another would you rather, or it's not as bad this one.
It better not be.
Okay. Would you which movie would you rather happen to you? Final Destination or Saw?
The way that you said that was just so awful.
I'm reading.
Read it one more time.
Which movie would you rather happen to you? Or which movie you rather happen to you? That doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense, but it's just so bad.
It's not my fault. I'm just reading. But Final Destination or Saw?
Final Destination, because...
Really?
Usually they die pretty quick, don't they?
I would say Saw, because I have the chance of living.
Yeah, but you have to deal with so much.
There's so many annoying people...
Yeah, I don't know what I'd choose.
Here's a better question.
Okay.
Would you rather have Saw happen to you, or a Barney movie?
Barney movie.
Barney.
But how creepy is that? If you were actually trying to live through that.
So wait, I'm confused by the question.
No, you're not. No, it makes sense.
But, like, it's not...
Like, am I in the Barney universe?
Yeah, no. It wouldn't be that bad, because you got all the kids there, and they're, like, they're kind of, like, going along with it. It's not, like, it's just weird, because all these, like, stuff... Shine. These guys in weird suits and shit.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, you could go along with it, and aren't Barney episodes pretty short?
Usually, yes.
Like, yeah, Saw, you're in there for, like, an hour and a half.
And you might die.
Yeah, and you could die.
Final Destination is like weeks though.
Wait, I'm bringing
that one back.
I just got a new comment on our question.
Oh man!
From Mr. Blake Redden, and I'm gonna read it word for word.
Okay.
Because it's great.
Because it's great.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
How you guys are going to have a second Bryce on the podcast sometime? It's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
There's no room for a second Bryce.
No, just one. There's we room for two cams.
We already have two cams, but two Matts is probably going to be likely. Like, there's a lot of Matts in the world.
Yeah, cam is a three-letter word, so it's good to fit two of them in there.
Yeah.
Because then you got six letters total, and six can divide back into three.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then and three can't divide anymore, so we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by whole numbers.
Yeah, because exactly. You could get one and a half, one or two. Yeah,
math and stuff, right?
Yeah. I have no idea where we were going with that one.
I don't either.
Okay, I heard this question also. I don't know if you guys want to do it, but it's kind of relates to the other would you rather, but it's which video game universe would you most like to live in?
Ooh.
Super Smash Brothers.
That'd be pretty fun. Would you be your own? Would you be like yourself, or would you be like?
I'd be Fox.
Okay, you could be like an actual character.
Oh, that's a pretty good. I think I'd go in, like Uncharted, like finding buried treasure. That'd be sweet.
Okay, wait. They also said that you are in the universe, but you're not like the main character. You're just somebody in that universe.
Oh,
all right. I'll be a psychic. You know what?
So for Cam, it would still kind of work. He would just be his own character.
All right.
I guess.
I'm gonna say, Gang Beasts.
The fuck is that?
It's that it's like a weird blob boxing game.
Oh, 8-Ball Pool. Oh, I could be 8-Ball Pool.
8-Ball Pool.
What are you talking about?
I could be a pool stick in 8-Ball Pool.
You guys are the worst answers.
Uncharted was a great answer. I could
yeah, that was a good answer.
Find buried treasure.
I was gonna say like Dead Island or something.
Last of Us would be cool too.
Yeah, just like a zombie, like that'd be fun. Like it'd be scary. Yeah, you'd probably die, but like.
Be like Halo, Master Chief.
But you can't be Master Chief.
Dishonored.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be in Dishonored.
But you would just be like a random person.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, I can't be the main character.
Yeah.
What's another
Can I be the boat driver guy?
Sure.
How about in something like Injustice?
It's a big part of the game.
So you'd have to be your own superhero?
Yeah, I guess you'd in fighting games like that, you'd have to be your own But you'd just be getting beat up constantly.
Yeah. Like, I could be like a thug in like the Arkham games.
Yeah.
Or be just, yeah.
Because you don't die because Batman doesn't kill
you
anyone.
You just get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
All Batman, right. Though, would you add that to the resume? Like, to be honest, like, Batman kicked your ass? I'd put it on my resume. If I was in that world, that'd be so sick.
I was once beat up by Batman.
Yeah. I'd like to be a security guard here. I got in a fight with Batman, though.
Should we move on to a new topic?
Yeah, we can move on. Do you have anything? I have one more thing.
I was going to mention that. Did you guys hear about the kid who flew from?
Yeah.
I think it was Tampa. No, it wasn't Tampa.
Somewhere to Hawaii.
Somewhere in California to Hawaii in the landing gear of a plane.
So he was like in the place where like the wheel goes.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And he survived.
It was a 5.5 hour flight. And this kid survived it.
Like, he wasn't a kid. He was like a teenager. He's not like four years old.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mommy!
What was he trying to do? Just like get a free ride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did, and he didn't die. But...
he didn't get charged either, so it's still free.
Yeah. It's a lot of attention.
But like, it was minus, I think they said minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah. So it's like 62. Like minus 62 Celsius. I think they said 30,000 feet in the air or something like that.
Yeah. They said he should have been dead.
Yeah, he should have been dead, but
like
he was probably
in the pressure and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said he probably, like, he must have passed out for most of the flight. But
yeah. That would be crazy. Just say, like, you've traveled on a plane, like, without being inside the plane, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why would he do that? It seems so stupid. Like, he didn't even think about it.
It was a spur of the moment thing.
The worst thing is that
no
one caught him when he was going to the plane in the first place.
Yeah.
He just hopped over the fence. He just hopped over the fence.
Oh, yeah, true.
Ran.
That could have ended so much worse.
Yeah.
They got to up their security.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason that he's not getting charged, because it's problem with security at the airport.
Huh.
I guess. Smart kid. Blame it on them.
Man. Nope. And do that.
I don't recommend it.
No.
All right, Bryce. What was your
topic? I had movie news stuff. So apparently they're gonna make a new like Steve Jobs movie, like that doesn't have Ashton Kutcher and is not bad. So first, David Fincher was gonna do it, and he wanted Christian Bale as Steve Jobs, which would be pretty cool, like. Fincher did Fight Club and like a bunch of awesome movies.
Is it gonna be like a Social documentary Network? Or like a movie?
No, it's gonna be like a Social Network.
Okay.
For Steve Jobs, but then he backed out because Christian Bale wouldn't go on. So now Danny Boyle wants to direct it, and he wants Leonardo DiCaprio to play Steve Jobs.
That'd be pretty good.
I just don't think Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't look anything like Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Well, like. I don't know if that really matters.
If you're playing
the character.
Yeah. Like, Danny Boyle looks more like Steve Jobs.
He's just going to wear a black shirt and jeans and shave his head.
Yeah, but his face is like, there. His face is way wider than, like, Steve Jobs is like a skinny little turd.
Well, that's because he had cancer, so that's...
Oh, God.
Let's be honest.
Oh, God, man. Yeah. Just the dead silence. Does that happen?
Nah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I was just gonna bring that up, and I did. So if you guys have anything to say about that, feel free.
I think that is a great thing.
Well, thanks, Cam. I'm glad.
I never watched Ashton Kutcher,
no problem.
So I don't really.
Neither did I. I just heard it was bad.
Probably was.
Probably. Well, I mean. I don't mind Ashton Kutcher. Sometimes.
I feel like I would have heard more about it if it was good.
Yeah. But, it didn't even, like, I don't know. I'm going to check on Rotten Tomatoes what it has. But they stole the title of the movie Jobs, so I don't know who's going to take that now. Because that's a good title. It has a 27%. Eek.
Nice.
But he looked like Steve Jobs. Just he didn't act good enough.
Does Steve Jobs have any kids?
I don't know.
They're actors?
That's a really tight window.
Here's their chance.
To play their dad.
Like his daughter? That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
That would work.
It could.
That would be even better than Leonardo DiCaprio.
The liquid poopy. The kind where yellowish brown liquid shoots out your butt and splashes all over the toilet bowl.
Just like, this is the only way this podcast is going to continue to go.
And we're back to poop.
Yeah, it's just strictly poop.
We just spiral all the way down to the bottom.
Oh, man. That's way too funny. I can go back to another Would You Rather if you want.
Oh, Bryce, did you watch Game of Thrones?
I did, and Silicon Valley.
Yeah, me too, both.
Oh, nice. Good job, guys.
I've only seen the first episode of Silicon Valley.
You gotta start watching Game of Thrones.
What did you think?
I really liked it. How many episodes are now? Three?
Three.
I gotta catch up. I also started watching Suits, like, yesterday.
Nice. Suits is on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You said you were gonna watch Game of Thrones next.
Yeah, I know, but then I saw Suits and I was like, it's only two seasons. I might as well watch it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of studying.
What did you think of the episode, Bryce?
I thought it was good. Who's doing like?
It might be me.
Really irritating. I thought it was good. I liked it a lot, actually. What did you think?
You can spoil it. I don't care.
Nice. Cam's just gone. Starts a conversation.
No, I'm here.
Other Cam.
Oh.
He starts a conversation about Game of Thrones, and me and him are the only ones who watches, and then he just pieces.
Sorry, I'll be right back. I gotta do some.
Cam, we're in a podcast right now.
You can't just leave.
I realize that,
but
I
have... The professionalism of this was at, like, 100% with all the
I'll be back.
Topic stuff. My God, let's just rip on Cam while he's gone.
Yeah. So Cam,
guys, don't make fun of me too much.
Not you, Cam. Other Cam. CC, not KK. KK? K.
KK.
So, man. Cam, what a stupid name.
Yeah.
Where do you think he went?
He spelled it wrong, too, right, Cam?
Where do you think he went?
Oh, yeah. Where do you think? He probably, I don't know. Let's make. I don't know. He probably.
Maybe there's something on the poopy list that can help us figure this out.
What if he had to poop?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. He would have told us, man. That's our top topic stuff for the whole show.
Wait. What if it was the poop that you...
What? Is everybody gone?
I'm here.
Oh my God, we lost both Cams.
We're camless right now.
Let's talk about how he got the white
cheeks poopy.
I think he just got abducted by aliens. He was mid-talk. Then it's just like,
yeah, I'm back.
Oh. Oh, so
the internet connection here is bad. Where was I?
You're saying he
stop
had...
Stop in the poop he has.
Yeah, you were...
Okay, yeah. So what if it was one of the poops that you think is a fart, but it turned out it was poop?
That's so accurate, too! He's just sitting... So hey, Bryce, what do you think of Game of Thrones? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and then we gotta go clean up, because no one... He doesn't want to send poop.
Yeah.
No one wants
He's
to
like,
send poop. Baby. Except
Cam
babies.
His whole room's just gonna start smelling of poop if he sits in there too long.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because he's probably got the sitting poop syndrome.
Man, I can't believe this is like all the podcast is, really.
That's all you need. The Lincoln Log poopy, the kind of poopy that is so huge you're afraid to flush without first breaking up into little pieces.
Man, the other day I pooped a pretty large log. I was proud of myself.
I think sometimes, like, yeah, like when you poop a big one, you're just like, I did it.
You feel accomplished.
I did it.
Yeah, you do. Not with like some of these weird ass poopies that we've been reading about, but like besides the Lincoln Log, I've never broken up. Usually flushes pretty good.
Man.
Drinker poopy, the kind of poopy you have in the morning after a long night of drinking. Its most noticeable trait is the skin marks at the bottom of the toilet.
I don't even want to talk about poop anymore. There's just too much of it.
I could poopy poopy. The kind where you want to poopy, but all you do is sit on the toilet and fart a few times.
Man, imagine Lauren watching this podcast. There's no way.
And the moist poopy. No,
yeah, really. There's no way anybody who doesn't like the word poop can watch this.
I'm going to write that on our wall. The moist poopy. That's all I'm going to write.
Has no clue what we're talking about.
She'd get it if she listened to the podcast.
Man, Cam's like still busy cleaning up, eh?
Yeah, you know.
I wonder how bad his pants were. Like he probably let out a lot more than he thought he would.
What was the one you described with like just a liquid explosion? Which one was that one?
The liquid poopy?
Yeah, liquid poopy. Maybe it was
one of those. I don't think I read that one, but I can read it. The kind where yellowish brown liquid shoots out your butt.
Yeah, you read that one.
Yeah, you read it.
You don't need to hear it again, Matt.
The surprise poopy? I already read that one.
So it was the surprise combined with the liquid.
Yeah. Poopy. A little bit of And the gassy poopy. It's so noisy, everyone within an earshot is laughing. Wow.
Oh, man.
I've had one of those before at school. Like
whenever
school,
I go to...
Not your college.
Whenever
what
I go
other
to,
school
like,
do you go to?
St. Paul.
Sorry, Cam.
That's okay. Whenever I go into like a public washroom and I hear someone pooping and it's like so noisy, I can't help but laugh. I start laughing no matter what.
It's like, come on, guy. You could have went home. Like, you...
Oh, man. Do you guys have any funny stories that are like don't have to do with poop that would get a laugh? Anything that you can think of? A story you tell people to make them enjoy themselves.
Well, Bryce was teaching me how to longboard today, and then he fell. So.
Okay, come on. There was a rock. It came out of nowhere. It hurt.
I don't know any funny stories about me.
I'm trying to think of, like a few summers ago or, like, last summer, if we have any that are... We should probably come prepared with stories.
Well, the whole car ride home from Toronto was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. That was just because we were extremely overtired. And we were just talking about, I don't even know what we were talking about.
Frederick, Bernice.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about if my whole family.
Greg.
No, we were talking about if my whole family started, their name started with a BR, like mine does, like Bryce. Yeah. So my brother would be Bragg. And like Cam accidentally said Bragg in the car, so we started laughing for some stupid reason. We were just really tired. And then I think the best one is my dad, Bread. Just call my dad Bread or Bredrick. Oh, man.
Bredrick.
So good.
Bread era?
Brera.
Brera? Oh, if you take away the initial? Okay, I think
it's
like...
not add bread. Add bread to everything.
Add BR. Bretera.
But you said Bread Terra.
Yeah, you said Bread Terra.
You're just like, let's add bread in front of every name.
Do it.
Bread Bryce.
Bread Fred.
Fred Fred.
Man. I'm laughing too hard right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seriously concerned. Where did Cam go?
I don't know, man.
He must have like... He was only halfway done uploading. That's so gee.
So gee? I'm trying to think of a good funny story. I have like... Does anybody have any, like, broken bones or stitches stories?
I've never broken bones.
Really?
I got stitches, though. I got a pretty good stitches story.
Okay, tell us.
Well, so at my cottage, this is, like, a long time ago. I was probably, like, 8. So, I don't know. I invented this game where you pick up a rock.
He invented it!
Yeah, all by myself. You pick up a rock and you throw it, and then you gotta swim and go get it.
That's a good game.
Yeah, and you can only play this game by yourself. Because then...
Otherwise, you're just throwing rocks at people.
Yeah, exactly. And my cousin, he really wanted to play with me, and I told him, get your own rock, play over there, because you can't play with me. This is a one-person game. And so he picks up... I go, and I throw my rock, and I dive down to go get it, and then he picks up this huge boulder and flunks it in the water right where I was, and it hits me right in the head.
So that's like Lord of the Flies shit right there.
Yeah.
Piggy.
He was, execute me.
Execute me.
Execute me.
It's like he tried to execute me.
Man, you're so execute.
I thought I was going to die. But that was okay.
How many stitches did you have to get?
Like, not a whole bunch. Like, 8, maybe?
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's a lot for, like, a kid that just got whacked in the head with a boulder.
Yeah. So. Cam, have you ever gotten stitches?
Just once, from hockey.
Wait, was it who got sick on the ball hockey bench, or was that Aaron?
That was Aaron.
Oh, yeah, that was disgusting.
He puked.
You were playing ball hockey, and he, like, had, like, a whole Gatorade, and he just threw it up all on the bench.
In the corner.
it's the grossest thing. Awesome. Man. One time I was swimming in, like, a lake, and my friend kicked a rock off the dock, and it skipped across the water and hit me in the eye. And that was the only black eye. That's the only black eye I've ever gotten. Which isn't too bad, I guess.
Alright. It doesn't look like Cam's coming back.
Yeah, yeah. What a loser.
It's already been, like, 40 minutes, so I don't know.
Oh, we had the call going up.
You just want to get out of here, don't you? Don't you, Matt?
Well, I wouldn't listen to a podcast more than this.
I listen to 4-hour podcasts.
You're nuts.
You're crazy.
It can go as long as we want it to, Matt. It's our fucking podcast.
That's true.
We can do what we want. We can travel the world.
Yeah, we can do what we want. Okay?
Oh, fuck off, Cam.
Oh, back.
Yeah, we were deciding if we wanted to quit.
Yeah.
And form our own podcast with only one Cam.
Yeah. You know what? Because we were going to have a debate, like what we said last episode, of which Cam should stay and which Cam should go. And I think you just made the answer easy for us, Cam.
Yeah.
Not Cam, but...
Why are you guys kicking Cam off? He's only been here for one episode.
No. You, Cam. You.
We need like, nicknames or something.
Yeah. Well, his real name's Greg.
No, my first name is Greg.
That's considered your real name.
No, it isn't. It's not my given name.
That's exactly what it is. Your first name is your given name.
It was given to you. Both of them were given to you. You didn't work for them. You didn't get to choose.
You didn't buy them.
It's like, happy birthday. You're now... It's not even your birthday. Happy day of birth. Here's two names. You're welcome, son.
My dad didn't get a middle name.
My mom doesn't have one, I don't think.
My dad's mad about it.
You should give himself one.
Yeah. He should. Let's...
Fred Bread.
Fred Bread Bierman.
I like that. Has a nice ring to it. Has, like, a nice Odie-ness.
Oh, man. Yeah, we can finish her off. We're at 38 minutes. And at the 40-minute mark, Cam missed half of it.
I didn't miss half. I missed, like 5 minutes.
What? 5 minutes?
George, eight minutes.
I had to help my dad turn the water off for the house. He's trying to fix something.
I think you shit your... We thought you shit your pants by accident.
Yeah, we thought
I almost did, but...
Really?
Not quite.
Oh. But, yeah. So... Are we finishing her off? We're taking a...
Give her the old breakaroo.
Give her the old pooper scooper. Yeah. All right. So thanks, everybody, for listening. If you're listening to on iTunes, Podomatic, YouTube. If you found us on YouTube or iTunes without knowing us, go to Facebook and like us there. And,
This has been the... A Man and His Daughter podcast, minus the daughter, and add 3 more dudes. And we finally have our 3 dudes now.
Yeah. Well, our extra 3 dudes.
Well, 4 dudes.
Yeah, we have 4
extra
dudes.
Extra 3 dudes, yeah.
Yes.
4 dudes total.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need a daughter.
No daughter.
No, we don't.
Should we adopt one?
I don't think anyone needs a daughter.
We have a polygamy marriage and adopt a daughter.
We'll adopt a daughter on our final show.
When's that?
I do not know.
Never.
TBD.
What'd you say?
DVD.
I thought you said DVD.
I thought you said DVD, yeah. When it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Either way, I said it wrong.
Yeah, it's not DVD. It's TBA.
Yeah.
All right. Next episode will be up next week, probably, because we're trying to do this weekly, right, guys? I think so.
That'd be
cool.
And if you guys have topics, please tell us what you guys want us to talk about, because we're really bad at thinking of shit. So
yeah,
we'll
only last.
No, we
so
think
long.
Of lots of shit. That's
yeah,
all we think
that's
about.
That's all we think about. So if you guys have anything else, make sure to let us know.
Mm-hmm.
What cheeks poopy?
What?
All
what
right.
Cheeks poopy, aka the power dump.
All
the
right.
Kind that comes out of your butt so fast your butt gets splashed with water.
And on that note, we're finishing her off. And right. We're Later. Done.